5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bow, wow. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your All Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno. This is Joshua Teehee, and with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, how are you?
I am here. I'm great, Josh.
I am here.
Enjoying my lovely Fresno evening day, generic nice. Time of day, and I'm ready to talk culture. Fresno stuff.
Okay. So, let's just jump in and talk about some stuff that has happened between when we last did this and now.
We're deep into March and we're having fun. Stuff happened in February.
One of those interesting things was the
Chronicle that wrote an article?
Chronicle, about how
Fresno could be the next Austin, could be the Austin of California, essentially.
So I don't think it was. What's really funny is, so I saw that it was a column by a guy, opinion piece by a guy, I think his name's Joe Matthews. I saw it shared out from the Chronicle. So that's where I was seeing it from the Chronicle. It was actually running Fresno Beat. And also in a bunch of papers. So I think he's sort of syndicated or could be, one of those kind of guys. But, yes, he said Fresno could be possibly the next great region of California if we get our act together and make nice with Madera. I don't know if that's quite how he said it. Essentially, he was talking about this gigantic development.
He was citing that up there. Citing that new development, saying like, "Oh, look, new houses."
Yeah,
it was like I never knew Fresno knew how to build houses. Look at this Fresno; they know how to build
look
houses.
Look at these guys.
I thought they just all had shacks and stuff. It turns out houses out there.
I thought it was interesting because it was. It was the first time I've ever read anything like that where it wasn't someone like painting Fresno with the rosy glasses and being like, when high speed rail shows up and downtown revitalization kicks in, blah, blah, blah. It was someone who was like coming at it from a whole other place, which was like, essentially my take on it was this guy's saying, hey, Fresno's sprawl is finally going to pay off. Like one day. They've sprawled far enough that they've reached the promised land or whatever.
Finally sprawled to this good place.
Yeah, to the good place there at north of whatever. Apparently that is going to be the next, and we've kind of talked about this before, that sort of east and west, but way north, I think is going to be more and more important. As we're moving forward. Apparently this development out there is super awesome. And he actually was the columnist was talking like, I wish I could pull, let me see if I can find it, because there's some great quotes about like the city on the lake, like he, or the river, I guess, the city on the river. Mm-hmm. it was really crazy and people were sharing it around and I don't know how many people really kind of believed it or not.
We're so used to all these articles that I've sort of gone numb to them. This one was a little different. That's why it got my attention too.
It caught your attention.
But like we have so many of these articles where we're in top 10 lists of either crappy things or good things. Like we were in another list recently of like livable cities, top 15 livable cities or whatever.
I must have missed that one.
It was something like that. You've seen so many of those, but the problem is, that he put a lot of weight on that new development at 12 and 41, and that new development, from what I know of it, it's it is
huge. Right. It's
It's massive.
They have no water.
But they have, right? Yeah, they don't have water. They're taking water from the orchard, the property next to it, which is a giant orchard of a farm, a company out of town, like I believe, I want to say Los Angeles, that owns all that orchard. And they basically worked out a deal of using their water for the development. Like they, you can literally see on Avenue 12 right now, there's just a pipe just laying across the ground along Avenue 12, a giant pipe from, I assume they had that orchard has a huge basin.
It's called Riverstone, by the way. The project is called Riverstone.
So, and
that's a great name.
So that's the only way they're able to get water is because they're using the orchard's water. And I don't see how they can keep getting any bigger than they've already laid it out with that kind of water system.
And they're
already charging over 400,000. Like you can't get anything under 400,000 from what I've been told out there. And that's that's not Fresno prices, bro.
Right, right. So if the new Madera and expanded Fresno and Clovis cities could cohere into a stronger region by mid-century, and that's an if as big as the valley floor, Greater Fresno could transform from a relatively poor backwater of 1 million plus into California's answer to Austin, an inland country metropolis of 2 million or more, capable of spreading the Golden State's coastal prosperity to its dusty interior. Sorry. That is, I can see why people were talking about that one. Anyway.
We're just sitting here in our backwater, enjoying this backwater.
Yeah.
Hey, good thing this new development out in Madera County is there.
Did you see this staying on this and sort of the way people think about Fresno? This Fresno meme that people were passing around, and then some they memed the meme into like a positive. They put a positive spin on it. Did you see this last few days? Let's see if I can bring it up. All right, so. It was this meme going around. I don't even know if it was really a meme. It was just it was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to pull this up now. Anyway, we would have to find it and go. But it essentially was, this thing that was talking about how terrible essentially it is to live in Fresno and how Fresno's backwards place and blah, blah, blah. And, people were like, oh my God, this is so funny because it's so true. And then people created Fresno, shared out like a rebranding.
There's always that group. There's a group of haters that, either they're young and don't know any better, or they just blame all their problems on Fresno and they're all like, yep, that's Fresno. I know, that's why I moved.
Right.
There's always they always get that person. That's why I moved from there.
Well, I can't pick it up. I also saw this one. I thought was really awesome. So Casa de Tamales, right? Closed on the Fulton Mall.
Uh huh.
So it was open on the Fulton Mall for a long time during the transition, whatever. I kind of feel like they said that they were really working to keep it open, whatever. So they closed on the Fulton Mall. So there was this whole back and forth, and it was brilliant. And I wish if I can see, I'll see if I can find it. If I can, I'll tell people where to look for it. Because it was the greatest back and forth, essentially talking like downtown Fresno versus downtown Clovis. Did you see this?
Uh-oh, how did I miss this? No, I had I had my own thing with that. I was sort of complaining that I've mentioned it on the show before. We were sold really hard on the fact that developers were just chomping at the bit, waiting for Fulton Street to come in. As soon as that Fulton Street comes in, you're going to see some serious shit.
It's going down.
And we haven't seen anything. And all we've seen is closures. I had that back and forth on Twitter, but I did not see the Clueless, Downtown Clueless.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to try to find it. Anyway, it was this whole back and forth, and people were saying like, you know, essentially it came down to like, well, what is there in downtown Fresno for anyone who want to go? Who cares? You know, like, why would anyone go there? And then everyone was like, well, someone was like, oh yeah, Downtown Clovis is so much cooler. And then everyone was like, what do you mean Downtown Clovis is cooler? All there are antique stores and old people. And then everyone was like, and their beer sucks. And they just pretty much like shit on how terrible the beer was in Clovis.
Nice. How was I not involved in that? Was,
I know. It was a really great back and forth. And I'm not exactly sure where I saw it posted. But maybe if I find it, we can put it in the show notes or something. Anyway, it was a really great conversation. And, you know, there was parking, obviously. You know, people were like, oh, Clovis has parking or whatever.
Not really. Have you tried to park on the downtown strip in any kind of busy time?
No.
You can't.
Right.
You got to park away.
I've ever gone
to downtown Clovis, Josh.
I never
leave the city limits.
So what are your thoughts? And we sort of talked about it. So Casa de Tamales closed up shop. And there are a lot of people who are saying a common sentiment was like, well, this just goes to show that that street was a bad idea, or I don't know what they're trying to say
I wouldn't say it was a bad idea, but my only complaint, if you want to call it that, it was just that, you know, people I trusted were selling me hard on the fact that this, you know,
Swear Bear. You trusted Swear Bear.
I still trust Swear Bear, but she's been very quiet.
Which
turned me, because I was a pro clean, let's clean up the mall, leave clean the mall there, just let's just clean it up and get it ready.
Everyone knows where you stood. Don't worry.
And then over the years of us discussing and taking tours and all this, I sold out and I was like, yeah, I think a street would do some good, and this is the right decision. Street,
yeah.
And now that we're here, and it's over with, and it's all done, and everyone's moved on, the party's over, and it's just the street's just sitting there. And the other night, I went down it, and it was just a ghost town going down there.
Well, here's the thing: I think that
I'm being impatient.
Right. I mean, I think we're not seeing everything that's happening, you know? I mean, we don't obviously see everything that's happening. You know, there's not some list of like all of the businesses that come through. And, you know, I think if we could see some of that, then we would be able to understand. There is stuff that's happening, but it is really difficult. You know, Merrick from the B has been down there and talked to a bunch of people. And there's all sorts of stories about, you know, people who really like building owners really want to do something and funding falls through, or, you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, the tune sort of changes, but it always stays the same. So, you know, on the Casa de Tamales thing, you know, post, and everyone's like, oh, well, this is so terrible. And then the sort of Fulton Street apologists, let's say, they come in and they say, oh, it just takes time, you know? And in one respect, they're 100% correct. It does. Like, anyone who thought that they would build the street and then, 3 months later, however many months we are now, what has it been? October, November, December, January, February, 5 months, less than half a year, that like suddenly you would be seeing what? Like, what are people expect? What were people expecting? You know, I mean, I don't really understand what people thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
In that short amount of time. On the flip side, if it doesn't start producing soon, that's going to be really bad for, you know, the people who really push this through.
Right.
I think most of this also is just, you know, people want a certain thing. They aren't seeing it. And so they're getting kind of upset about it, you know. I don't know what to tell people. To me, it's like I walk down that street. I drive down that street. I look from my apartment down the thing, and it's so much better than it ever was. And the vibrancy of the entire downtown has changed because of that street being open, in my mind. That doesn't mean that there's necessarily anything for anyone to come down here and check out. I personally have been to a lot of places recently down there that I really enjoy. Now, granted, most of them are not actually on that strip proper, but we're getting there. So I don't know. I think people, Fresno has this tendency to crap on everything, good or bad. Or flip side of that, because everyone craps on everything, then they want to not crap on anything, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like these two extremes. So it's like you can't just say like, hey, it has its problems, but it's okay. It's going to work out. We're going to get there. Because you're crap. You know, it's like that middle ground is where we all should be. We should be like, oh man, street looks beautiful. Let's start getting some buildings in there, getting some people, tenants in those buildings, whatnot. What kind of businesses would we like to see? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being like, well, where's my mini Target? God damn it. I should be there by, you know, or whatever. That's my thought on that. And now I'm done with
Dutch Bros, bro?
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Just put it right there.
There's a new Dutch Bros going in at Herndon and Palm, so we're good.
Okay. Herndon and Palm, really? Palmden, not Palmden?
Not Palmden. They got the Starbucks there across the street from it.
Okay.
Herndon, other side of Herndon.
Yeah.
Northeast corner.
Yeah.
Herndon Palm.
That's going to be a terrible corner. More so than normal. I feel like Dutch Brothers just ruins. That's what they just ruin.
Well, they definitely ruin any parking lot for anyone else.
Yeah. Like, it's just
wherever they're like, everyone else in that shopping center has to deal with Dutch Brothers being there.
Yeah. If it were me, I owned a business anywhere close, I would be like, no.
That's why it moved on the one on Bullard and West. That's why it moved across the street, because the people in that shopping center there with the Maxes and everything, they were constantly complaining to the landlord of the. It's like,
they're like,
this Dutch Brothers freaking is driving us insane over here. And that's why it ended up moving across the street.
Interesting.
The people across the street are like, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't know.
Use the parking lot.
Yeah. Okay. What else is going on?
Would you be okay with a Southgate Brewing opening up there at Herndon in 99? The whole Target shopping center around there.
A brewery out there for
like
sure.
Like a
maybe.
Southgate.
Is that happening?
That's the rumor. Unsubstantiated rumor.
Would it be a tap house?
Yeah, it'd be like, if have you been to Southgate in Oakhurst?
I have been to Southgate. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I.
It'd be like a version of that, but
that would be great. I think that'd be great. I think, yeah, I'm not one of these people.
But you don't like that Shamsara a lot. Like, we talked about before when it got built. We're like, this is sprawl and is bad for West Shore.
But most of one of the major reasons I don't like it is just because it's one of those generic, stupid shopping centers that has all the same shit in it.
Right.
That every place else has.
But yeah, there's some different. There's a little bit different, but it's you're right. It's just like generic.
Yeah.
But you know, brown, tan, beige boxes of things.
Right. And I don't know. Is there anything good there? I have no idea. What is there like?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's a cool Target though, Josh.
It is a cool Target. Yeah, no, that's very true.
I'm trying to think of something that there isn't anywhere else in town. There's that
what they have. Place.
They have
They got the Olive Garden.
Yeah, they got that Fresno Olive Garden, bro. And they got the Five Brothers, whatever burgers.
Five Guys.
Which I like. Not that I don't like Five Guys, but it's like really complicated. You're trying to ordering a burger at Five Guys?
There's a lot going on there. It
makes me appreciate In-N-Out where I just go, I don't have to say anything. I just say
the burger. I want a number one. Mm-hmm. Then
there's a lot of decision-making going on at the that Five Brother Guys.
So here's what I was saying anyway. I'm not one of these people who nothing cool should be in North or South. I don't really care about any of that stuff. If there's something cool in, you know, North Fresno, I'll go there. If there's something cool in downtown, I mean, I like downtown. I live downtown. It makes things easier for me. But, you know, if there's something cool wherever, Clovis, I probably won't ever go anymore. I don't know. But you know, different places. I'm happy for them to go to those places. So I think Southgate, that'd be great there.
Yeah,
it'd be nice. It extends the reach of the craft beer brewery scene. I think that's good.
But it won't stop us from going up to the Oakhurst one because it's a nice getaway to go up to Southgate up in Oakhurst and just fairly easy drive up there and just like. Have a nice lunch.
Depending on where you're at, it might be easier to get to Southgate and Oakhurst than it would be to get to that night.
If you're in Northeast Fresno, it's probably easier to go to Southgate.
Yeah,
Oakhurst. North Central Fresno.
No, North Central. Who knows?
Pinedale neighborhood.
Yeah, right. It's out in
Pinedale. If I'm in Pinedale, it might be easier to go to Oakhurst Southgate. I don't know.
All right, let's see. What else? You want to take a music break?
Yeah. We like music. So, what's coming up this month? The big this month.
Coming up.
It's Fres Yes Fest.
Fres Yes
Fest. Yes,
at Tioga Square.
This is gonna be crazy. Fres, yes.
Have you seen?
I'm gonna start the Fresno.
I call it Fres. Yes.
Fresno. Like Fres, people from Clovis here.
So have you seen the
Sparkle Jets play? That's all I care about. I was like, who cares what else?
Have you seen what they're doing with the festival this year? So they're extending they're extending a whole full block up onto Fulton Street, and it's going to cover a full.
It looks like they're using that spot where they're making the new building, the new development there.
I believe that is the case.
Two old buildings.
Yeah, I believe that is the case. And so they will have more space for things. They will have three entrances and two exits that dump out there onto
Need more exits. Need more exits. Gonna have to work on that. I'm gonna complain.
I think it's gonna be great. I think it's really gonna be a whole lot of fun.
My complaint about the Fresno Fest is it's too successful,
Right, and it's too many people.
Every time I see Mike Oz or somebody promote it, I'm just like, shut up. There's too many people already. Shut up. You don't need to promote it. I feel like if nobody said anything, I mean, it's this popular. It feels like if nobody said anything at all, and it just happens, it would be still be packed. Hell.
And so this year they really have a really good lineup. You mentioned it, Sparkle Jet, of course, and then there's a bunch of other.
Doesn't matter.
You can go to go to Tioga Square. You can go to FresnoBee.com, actually, and if you look up Fresyes, you can see the whole lineup. But one of the bands on the bill is this band, Sharks of Dance. Let's go ahead and play something from those guys. Young guy. I always like young band. You know, like younger.
They make me feel
good. They're good. Yeah. Well, and if you look at the rest of the lineup, it skews older. So these guys are representing
the youths,
the millennials, the youths. Whatnot. So they're also going to be playing at the Grizzly Fest. So that's really cool.
Wow, they're just dominating the Fresno big scene.
They're good. They're one of them hype. They got the hype. They've
you
want to
have Fresno show? You got to get Sharks of Dance
a little bit. For a little bit, they've had that kind of the buzz. Let's
good
say
band. They play the good music.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them. To
Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully, they'll watch Sparkle Jet with me. They'll hang out and we can talk Sparkle
Jet. Sharks of Dance. That'd be cool.
Because they need respect, from my generation of bands.
Right.
Of bands. Like these guys right here. Watch them.
You invite them. We're inviting them now. We're calling you out,
Sharks of Dance. You better watch the Sparkle Jet
find
set.
Find Mike.
You better watch the Sparkle Jet set. Don't do that thing where you're a band and you're like, we just play our set and then you leave. And that,
No, don't do it.
No, you watch the other bands.
Yeah. Watch Sparkle
Jet. There's not multiple stages, right? It's not like Fuse Festival.
It's just one stage. I don't know. That I don't know. I think they probably would just have one stage. But they have room for it, I would think, now, if they wanted to do that. But I'm fairly certain.
Tell them to do anything they want. It's Fresh's Fest. They can do whatever the hell they want. They can set up in Clovis and be like, a lot of people show up.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Yeah,
I still don't see what the beers they're going to have. I've been part of this Dorktown network of shows. Uh-huh. Matt, he hasn't told me anything about the
Matt
beer lineup.
Matt from Tiger Sequoia.
Matt.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't made that announcement, but we should be looking for
but
it.
But it's not, you know, that's not what it's about, really. I mean, they always have something cool beer-wise, but it's...
Right, but it's not, it's not necessarily
about the whole thing.
The whole experience. Although, you know, they always do, like, a tribute beer.
Right.
Last year it was the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies. The year before it was the
Strawberry
Mayor.
Strawberry Blonde.
Yeah. What do you think they got in store this year?
Oh, gosh. Have you heard? Have they said it all?
No. Mm. No, they haven't. So it's just a big guess.
Who would I pick to make a beer about?
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a person. You know, it could be a, like, some, you know.
Well, they already did Fulton Street. Tioga already did Fulton Street.
Yeah, they already have the Fulton Street IPA. That's already been done. They do usually something a little bit wild, a little bit wacky.
Well, Sparkle Jet, they're not going to do one about Sparkle Jet.
No. They could do maybe something with the Fresno football, the new football club?
Or is that too new? Yeah.
Is that too much?
Do they want to link that? I don't know if they would.
Because usually they, Fresno
Swiss.
Well, if anyone who's listening
to
this.
Real estate.
Yeah.
Some sort of real estate beer. The kind of beer you'd have while you're watching or while you're touring a house and or so the escrow.
That'd be great.
The escrow beer.
That tastes like wine.
Escrow beer takes 30 days before you can drink it, and you got to wait, and you got to sit there every day and just stress about whether this beer is going to make it through the 30 days of escrow.
And at any time, the beer could just disappear.
Something could happen. They're like, turns out you had a thing back in the 80s. You took this big loan
out.
Took a loan out for a ring.
Beer, sorry.
$5,000 ring, and that's going to mess up your payments.
Your beer. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, you can't have that beer.
So,
maybe you
can
afford
this
six-pack.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. If anyone listening to the podcast has ideas, suggestions, things you think that would be great, because I'd really be.
I'm sorry. Also, by the way, I'm sorry that the Flowing with Famous Twitter feed has been bad because I only have it on an old phone. I can't log in on my new phone. I don't have no idea what the password is, and I think the email's messed up. That's associated with it. So, like, the only way I can get into it is using charging up an old phone, and it's still.
So you have to-
I can still get into it
is
that
it a
way.
Nokia block? It's one of those Nokia phones.
It's like a BlackBerry or something. I don't know. It's a flip phone or something. So that's why if you're like, we don't tweet, like, I'll figure it out. I'll get it figured
someday.
Out. Just a little program.
You can also always just tweet directly at me or at
the Fresnan or Joshua Teehee.
Yeah, or at the Fresnan. Okay. That was a nice little
Fest. You'll see us both out there. You're going to be out there?
Oh, I will.
You know I'm going to be there?
Yeah. I got to be there.
Yeah.
I got to be there. I think it'll be great. I'm trying to figure out, though, when to go. This is always the big thing about the Fresh Yes Fest, right?
Because it gets packed. You got to get out of there before nightfall because then it gets
broke. I think that's 100%. So my question is, you know, when do you go? So in the past, I've gotten there pretty early. And it's been okay. I might just, you know, go earlier, camp out the night before.
I'm going to be there in the morning, just like before it even opens, being like, this
is
great.
I'll just show up.
Nobody's
like,
here. I'm enjoying myself. As soon as like people show up, I'm like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to Clovis.
Right. It gets kind of crazy. I'll just go over to Hot PK or whatever.
Yeah.
Hang out there. Which will probably also actually be packed because people will be doing exactly that. But
got to check out that BK if you haven't yet.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's really good.
I'm trying to figure out if they're supposed to be because in Hot BK, it's like a great display of downtown skyline artistic great
cool
display.
Around
but
the
it looks
thing, yeah.
like to me it's depicted as like on fire. Am I incorrect in that? Like, not fire, but smoke? Like, it's all...
Yeah,
like, there's
on.
A fire burning.
Let me see.
Like, you're not going to be able to find anything on the internet that says anything.
No, but I can look at the picture and then be able to go, I totally agree with what you're saying.
Totes.
Let's see if I can pull it something up that, I don't know.
I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe, we'll figure that out next month.
I hadn't noticed it.
It looks cool. It looks cool. I can't wait for Zach's to open up.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, that's going to be the next big one. Okay. Very excited about it.
Cross some Tioga. Next year, they'll be able get involved in the Fresnus Fest by just being open.
Just being, close enough. Some other big news, music news, since we're still on it. Metallica! To Fresno, coming back to the Save March Center. It's been 10 years.
It's been that long?
Yeah. 2008 was when they... Yeah.
I'm surprised that Save March Center has been open 10 years.
Jeez. And I wonder...
Real time flies.
Yeah. I just wonder... After the Queens of the Stone Age, and I mean, obviously, guess Metallica is bigger than, much, much, much bigger. They're the biggest rock, metal band, arguably the biggest metal band ever.
Certainly out there playing
now. Is it? Do people just, I can't tell if it's something people are super excited about.
It's... Because we've seen this before, and you're saying 10 years. I mean, boy, that doesn't...
2008, man. Wow, 2008, yeah.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I mean, if this was the late 90s, then unquestionably. Even 2008, but I just look around now, and I feel like the whole scene has changed, and just maybe rock music in general... As big as it is, as big as Metallica can be, just maybe not. I mean, I guess they have moved into the classic rock.
They've started if they haven't. Right.
Well, so I was thinking about this myself.
The line of demarcation, if they're getting played on Fox.
Well, right. So, Fox and that was my Metallica. Question.
Do they play?
My them? Question is, was, who. What radio station even promotes this show?
What 105?
The Blaze.
Blaze. 105.
The Blaze.
The Blaze.
Yeah.
You gotta say it that,
so
Josh.
Blaze is the rock station.
But yeah, that's okay. The only one if the Fox isn't going to.
So I just don't know. I mean, there were a lot of people that seemed really, really into getting tickets. Of course, there were also a lot of people that were, I can't believe the tickets are so expensive. I think the cheapest seats start at 65 and then they go up to 135.
Okay.
And I'm assuming the 135 are the, sitting
floor seats.
The floor seats. Which but are chairs, standing room
not,
only.
Or yeah, it's not.
No, standing room only. There's no chairs.
Oh, it's GA.
Yes. Yeah. Style. GA on the floor.
Well, that's so very metal.
Some pit action. Yeah.
There was, as small as the crowd was at Queens of Stone Age, there was still a healthy pit.
Yes. No, that is true. And there would no doubt be a pretty healthy pit for Metallica. I don't know. I it's hard to say. I didn't see Metallica. I've seen Metallica in the past. I didn't see them the last time they were here in town. I'm sure it was a good show. I just wonder if they still have the draw.
Save Mart Center wants to hook me up with some tickets.
Right. There you go. Putting it out there for them.
I'd like to go to the show, but true. I don't think I want to spend $100 a piece.
Right.
I would like to go. I like to see it. I've seen Metallica play, but not in Fresno.
Oh, okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I have not seen them in Fresno either. So it will be interesting to see how that plays out. But it was a good good little bit of info we had last week, and they teased it out. It was really interesting. So they had been teasing it out for like a few days, like Monday we have this, and you know, they started off with like a really kind of vague, and then by the end it was like, oh, obviously Metallica is going to be announced, you know, tomorrow. Which, and that was interesting because I've never seen, I haven't seen that done, Sandwich Center do that in a while, you know, like tease something really big like that. So
maybe they started marketing again.
Right. Metallica, you mean? No, I think it, this is what Metallica was doing, I think, across, across everything. Yeah. So, anyway, so Metallica's coming, they're coming in May. May's going to be, No, I'm sorry. They're coming in December. So at the end of next year.
Oof.
And
the tickets already went on sale. That seems like a thing now where tickets go out way ahead of the show. Like, it seems more so than it used to be, but
that is true. Yeah. I
especially
think
for Fresno, because we always seem to get fill-in shows like last minute, like, oh, guess what? They're playing Fresno now too. We don't get too many like initial tour announcement dates.
No, we usually get the, and even this, I mean, if you know, this is the second leg of this tour, you know, so they've been touring on this worldwide tour for a year or whatever, so this is the second leg of it. So you know, this is already been happening. So December 9th is when the show is. All right, what else? I keep saying that, but
you got, do
you're,
you
you're
have
the keeper of all the notes
sitting
so.
Around
do I have
in your bank account $950,000?
I do not. But I could buy the Hardy's Theater.
You could have bought the Hardy's Theater.
So I did. I saw that the other day, and it made me excited. You know, you could also buy for $850,000 the old Fresno Buddhist Temple. You know where that is?
Isn't it Chinatown? Or
in Chinatown. Yeah. In Chinatown. Uh-huh. That whole property and everything is for sale, $850.
Wow.
Hardy's Theater,
$949,000.
Man, that, the question is,
William Sororian used to hang out there.
The question is, how much money would it, so let's say I could figure out how to buy it. I can't, but let's say I could.
Yeah.
How much money would it take for me to turn it into a place that, like to make it nice and usable again, you know, because you, I mean, I guess you could, people use it right now in the state that it's in.
Yeah, it's been a church for a while, and I know we went to those Creative Fresno shows that we put on there.
Yeah,
What was it? The barn.
Dance? the big Fresno Grand Fresno Grand Opry.
Right.
Whatever it was.
And I remember getting to go in because you know it used to be a theater, a movie theater, and there's a projection room, and that in that projection, I don't know if it's still the same or not. Probably isn't, but because when was this? Like probably seven, 8 years ago.
A long while ago. Yeah.
That projection room almost hadn't been touched for like 30, 40 years. It was like going back in time. I was like, whoa, it was crazy. And
were
just
there movies in there?
Yeah. There were like film cases. Yeah. Uh-huh. There was like and there was an old projector in there. It really looked like somebody just hadn't gone in there in 30 years. And, the fact that Bill Sororian used to hang, like, slip in there.
Bill Sororian, like your friend.
You know, good old Bill.
Good old Bill.
He said, go up there and hang out in the back and just, that would be a hangout for him. It's just, I would love to have that theater. I really like it. But,
Well,
you know,
sir,
I just don't, I'm just a little bit short. I'm just about $945,000 short.
Put together that Kickstarter. Yeah. And let's see what
Flying
you can do.
Start a Kickstarter to buy the Hardy Theater
and turn it into
I don't know what I would do with it though.
Podcast theater.
Yeah,
we do podcasts there.
Yeah,
all of our podcasts
live podcasts
come from live from the Hardee's Theater.
3,500 people packed watching a podcast.
Yeah. It really is, sounds like a really cool theater and is really big. It's crazy. And I mean, I guess this makes sense. So it was a movie theater, right? Originally designed as a movie theater.
If you don't know, it's one on Van Ness. Next,
it's right next to the Del Webb building.
Del Webb building, in between Del Webb building and that pawn shop. The pawn shop you can drive into.
Right.
Its own parking inside.
Yeah.
Sort of down, just a couple doors down from Hot PK there. That's what we're talking about.
It amazes me that theaters, movie theaters, back in the day used to be so big.
Right. Yeah.
You know? That like,
and we had that, you know, we have four of them in downtown.
Right, and 1,200 people or more, so I think it seats 2,000, maybe even more than that, would show up for a movie screening.
That's insane.
That's wild, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's like that would be, you know, we can't. It's hard for bands to get a band. It's hard for anybody to get close to that. So that would be a really nice. It would be a nice size venue. Really, what would be awesome is to have someone buy that. Maybe so, you know, someone who had that amount of money and then maybe an extra that on top, who could then come in and really just bring it back to some sort of semblance of, you know, what it was, and then use it for any number of purposes. I think you could use it as a movie there. You could use it as a show to have bands play, all sorts of things. I think it would be a perfect, like having Hot PK right there, having Tioga right down the corner, having a venue, having Club One right across the street. I mean, having a venue there. I'm thinking live music, but it wouldn't necessarily need to be, would be so worth it. I mean, it would just be awesome. The question is, you know, who would be the one?
Has that kind of money? So. And then, you know how long it would take to get your money back for spending $1 million?
I mean, right.
Yeah.
I wonder if, if I could live there. Like if there's, if it's,
legally.
What do they call that? Mixed use.
Yeah.
Because I suppose I could buy it and then, you know, I just live there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, no, I can't ever buy it. There would be no way, even if I lived. Man. But whatever.
So. I thought you B reporters are just raking in the dough. Philanthropists buying anything you want.
Yeah. I'd love it. I would love it. Did you see the story I did, speaking of this, on there was the guy from Dell Computers, he bought this $100 million penthouse in New York, and it was the most expensive, like single most expensive penthouse sale in the history of New York. And he bought it like 4 years ago. But no one really knew. It was like they kept it under wraps. Well, I don't know, Wall Street Journal, somebody found out, whatever. So I did a story. It made me think, like, hey, what would $100 million buy you in Fresno?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Real estate wise. And you know, the answer is simple. It's whatever you want.
Yeah,
you
know? Like, everything.
I mean, literally, I talked to this guy who sells high-end real estate and residential stuff, you know. And, you know, he has a house that is selling for $7.8 million, right? So,
jeez.
It's on 2,000 acres. It has a landing strip, a helipad, 9-hole golf course, full equestrian center with a horse racing track. I mean, it's just like anything that
where
you would
is this
want
at?
In a. It's actually one of the old Pelco guys. I guess it's on the way out on Bryant or something out that way. It's like the Pelco dudes, like whatever. It's like their old. I can't. It has a name.
Part of it is its own thing. It's not like that golf course that's up there at Millerton.
No, this is its own thing. It's all part of this property.
And it's got a horse track.
Yeah. All this stuff. And you know, inside the thing, there's like a full bar and like, you know, all this crazy stuff. That's $7.8 million. Now, if you had $100 million, you could, in all probability, buy every house on Christmas Tree Lane, like all of them. There's 140 houses, so as long as they kind of averaged out to around 700, that you could buy. I mean, it's just
a million. Just imagine every house on Christmas Tree Lane is $1 million, just for the sake of argument.
Yeah,
like you could just
so
buy
you could buy and the they, majority you know, of, wow. of yeah, yeah, and just you know, we'll do whatever you want with it. Yeah, so you could buy. You could buy the Hotel Fresno and rehab it. That was one of the ones that I had. I mean, it's just it's insane the amount that you could get for stuff here in Fresno, and yet we still have places like the Hardee's Theater that are just kind of sitting there and probably won't find a buyer for a while, no. But. It would be really nice for someone to buy it and turn it into a really nice movie house or theater, something like that. So start that Kickstarter, somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Joshy, I think that's enough.
That's it. Are you done?
Enough, Matt.
I think that's probably as close as we can get for this month. There's probably some stuff that we missed, but if we did miss something, someone's going to let us know either.
I don't have the energy to talk Twitter about Devin Nunez, so I just don't.
Oh. We need to talk about, maybe it's an election gets closer or something. That he went on a media tour, right? So, like, he hadn't talked to media for, like, I don't know, a year and a half or something, like any media really in town, and definitely not the president of the week. And so he decided, for whatever reason, he was going to talk to all the media. So he did something with us. He did something with Fox News. He did ABC 30. ABC 30, yeah, he just unloaded on the dude. I mean, it was just, you know, whatever. And then went on his own personal, like, blog site and essentially just talked about how terrible and unprofessional ABC 30 was and how it was essentially just a wing of the Democratic Party, blah, blah. Yeah, fake news. I mean, it was horrendous. With the Fresno Bee, it wasn't so bad. You know, he did this interview and, you know, he agreed that it would be question and answer and we would run it kind of verbatim. So we would just transcribe the whole thing and run it as it was. And it was really good, answered, you know, questions all the way down. And then at the end, just went on, you know, he was said, I wish that I could pull up the quote here because it was just so great. And it was like, I can't believe you would ask that question. Your newspaper's a joke. He's telling this before. I feel sorry for anyone who works at the Fresno Bee. Blah. I mean, it was
feel
just
sorry for you, Josh. That's nice.
I know. Well, I mean, I need it. I felt like, thank you were in order. I was like, man. That's really nice that you feel sorry for me because
I didn't even know was this before or after the ABC 30 got the suspicious powder sent or there was some sort of chemical thing that happened at ABC 30
which think
is on the other
before.
Side of your
this,
parking lot which is on the back side
that.
Of the this, bees parking
yeah.
lot
Oh, okay. No, this was before that. Yeah, this was
no,
that,
so. But that's what I'm saying. Like this happened before that, and then that chemical thing at ABC 30 happened after this interview.
Right after this interview, I believe. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
You guys.
Anyway,
by the way, I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I didn't mean to make you talk about this.
But. Yeah, that's right. I don't mean to derail this Nunez talk, but. Oh, the bee's still there, right? You're still in your OG spot.
We are not the OG spot, but in the
well, no, yeah. yeah, I don't mean that.
The
I
spot mean, that yeah. we've been at for several
many,
years, yeah.
many a year. Okay,
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
haven't moved.
We're
yet.
Still there,
still looking
no,
around.
We have not.
You gotta find a better realtor, man.
From everything I know, That is the case. Still.
you still show up there, and your ID still works, on, and you swipe it.
Well, sometimes the ID works. okay, I think that's it. Let's go. Jump
we'll,
to.
We'll keep monitoring
our,
the situation.
Oh, hold on.
We've got an update on that
well,
Nunez story.
Trying to pull
breaking
this
news
story up, and. It doesn't want to pull up for me.
Well, yeah.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. I was going to read you the quote, and it was going to be great. The quote can just go find
it's
it.
It's going to be the best quote ever. A lot of people tell me it's the number one quote.
It's a great quote.
Best
let's
quote.
Get
best
ready
quote
to
anyone's ever
plug quoted it up.
Plug it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up. All right. You go ahead. You start. Yeah, you start.
Well,
that way I can think about
Josh, I write I have a blog, a local independent blog about
do
Fresno
you
know culture uh-huh that I post to when I can. Now
what's
or
that
I'm
one
on
called
a when I can schedule. It's called the Fresnan.
I love it. You went from not at all
yeah
to like once a week, right?
Yep, to like every Tuesday. To now it's
now
like
just,
when I can when it, I can yeah do it. And
okay.
Yeah.
It's at thefresnan.com. It's great stuff. Fresnan. Right now you're harassing Modern Times.
Now yeah, I was harassing because I want to see a remote tap room. What it is uh-huh a remote tap room is, you know, a brewery that has their own tap room in California. They're allowed five more
yeah
tap rooms to happen. They
yeah
can go and
yeah
open up five more
where they want. Yeah.
And the field work, which is Berkeley, they started in Berkley.
They kept shooting you down.
They
and quite frankly,
they're
I think
actively
they were being a
actively opening
they were being
up
snotty about
yeah
it.
Yeah, they're being a little bit snotty about it.
They're being
because they opened one up in Sacramento. They open they're opening one up in Monterey. And all these places. I'm
have
like,
you been to the Monterey one? I walked
haven't
by. I didn't get to go in, but
I've been to Monterey Street, Alvarado Street.
But
they hadn't opened up the fieldwork one. Otherwise, I would have went in. But yeah, so I've been bugging them.
Anyway,
and they're kind of just being coy about
yeah
it, and they're like,
"Yeah,
hee,
yeah
hee, we're not going to come to Fresno." So I'm like, screw you guys, I'm moving on to Modern Times. So now I wrote a thing, I'm like, Modern Times out of San Diego, great beer,
yeah
really amazing tap rooms. Like, the tap rooms are just super cool. And they opened one up in Portland, they opened one up in Los Angeles. And so I'm just like, all right, these guys look like ripe for the taking. Maybe it can convince them to open one
yeah
up in Fresno.
Well, here's what you do. If you get them, you get one thinking maybe it's a good idea, then the others, they'll compete.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Now that they see you're courting Modern Times, they'll be like, oh, we're not
maybe
good.
Maybe we'll pay
yeah
attention. Because I emailed Modern Times and I was like, hey, bros, I'm doing a post about you guys coming to Fresno. And they just wrote back, said, we have no plans to open up in Fresno at this time. All right, well, check this out.
Thanks,
have
Modern Times. I was just being
now
cool, but...
also,
maybe,
not only,
maybe
if you're tired of reading the Fresno, there's also some other podcasts to listen to out of the Dorktown Network of Studios, the
uh-huh
Perfect Pour, speaking of uh-huh craft beer.
Perfect Pour, craft beer, craft beer
Napolitano
really
Brothers.
Cool.
We just hang out every week, new show every Friday. Talk about craft beer. There's a lot of Fresno local stuff that gets wedged in there. And on sort of on the schedule of Flowing of Famous, once a month we try to do a Dorktown, which is a comedy show with the Bells and producer Becky. Just have
funny
fun and just get raw and raunchy.
Raw.
Don't listen with your children, please.
No.
And
yeah.
Then,
don't listen at work.
No. Unless
yeah,
you got a cool workplace.
Work. Yeah, or headphones.
Unless you work in a prison, then I probably no one cares. You can just listen to whatever you want there. And then Get Off My Podcast, which
get
is a Harrison Ford
yes
show I do with Trenton C. And we just talk about what Harrison Ford's up to.
What is Harrison Ford up to?
Not a whole lot right no now. He's just chilling. They got the new Han Solo movies coming out, but he's not part of it.
Right.
And, so
he doesn't
we were
care
discussing whether or not Harrison would actually show up for the premiere of
okay
the Han Solo
and
movie.
And you think what?
I think he will. I think we talked. Trent and I talked about this, and I said I think he will because it'll be like
contractually obligated.
No, no, right? I don't think he is. Oh. I think he can do whatever he wants, and I think because it's going to be like the last Star Wars related thing he'll ever do. All right, this is like
going to die soon. Or what?
No, just like he's done with Star. He's just done.
Oh, right, because he like wanted Han Solo to die years ago.
He wanted Han Solo to die in Return of the Jedi, and he didn't get it. Yeah. And so now he finally got his wish. Spoilers, and
anyone who hasn't seen that by this point.
So, but Trent thinks he won't show up to the premiere because he thinks he. You know, he ended his Star Wars career after Force Awakens. So,
we'll see. He's done. Okay.
That's what's going on there. So, but Josh, what are you up to?
So, I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. And that includes my Fresno Beehive podcast, where I sit down with some other Fresno Bee type people and talk about pop culture, like general pop culture kind of stuff. So whatever the big stuff is, generally from week to week, we talk about pop culture wise. And that's just about every week we do that. And it's pretty cool with Rory Appleton, Jody Murray, and some other people's stuff. And then also, you know, just my general stuff I do at the Fresno Bee. So if you like the stuff that we talk about on this show, a lot of that comes from the Fresno Bee. Some of it comes from stuff I write, but some of it comes from, you know, Bethany and Merrick and some other people over there. So definitely will plug that as well. And then I'll plug my bands, plural. I have playing with a couple different bands right now, so it'll grow back always.
Always and forever.
So, you know, and what I just found this out, I haven't actually seen 100% for sure, but there is a movie, an independent movie coming out called The Ranger, and it is a punk rock horror movie. It's showing at South by Southwest. We're going to be on the soundtrack.
What? No.
It'll go back on the soundtrack. We're getting paid $1. Yeah. So we're getting paid $1.
What song is it?
It's one of the songs off our first album. It's called Burn the Kid Out. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I have to.
You'd have to listen to it. Anyway, yeah, so a guy that we know who, you know, has been a friend for a long time happens to know or somehow was put in contact with the director, and he ended up being the sort of, I can't remember the official title of what he was doing, and not music coordinator for the film, but whatever. He was in charge of sort of getting the rights to the soundtrack, songs for the soundtrack. So he put it out to a bunch of punk bands, and he's like the kind of guy who knows, you know, all the punk bands, you know? So he calls me, he's like, hey, you want to do this? And I'm like, yeah, sure. He's like, oh, okay, cool. Well, we were talking to East Bay Ray from the Dead Kennedys and, you know, blah, 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 this and that band. And I'm like, okay, cool, man. Whatever. Just let me know. And then we get the contract. It's like, hey, we're going to give you $1. Like, fuck yeah, that sounds great. So that movie is out, and it'll be out at South by Southwest. I don't know if it's ever going to be anywhere other than that, but we're going to be on the soundtrack. So
yeah, eventually.
It should be cool. And then another band I'm playing with right now called the Dang It Bobbies. We played some of those songs last time before on the show. So we're getting, you know, we will eventually be playing live with that band. And I'll let everyone know when that's happening. So
cool.
Because that should be real fun. Yeah. So that's been a really fun little thing.
I will be not sitting down. I will get in front of the stage.
Oh, whoa. Like a
good little music, like local live music lover.
That sounds
and
wonderful.
So the lead singer won't yell at me and go, what are you guys sitting down for? Come on up here.
Right. Yeah. Well, I never do that. I think that's
so many Wednesday nights spinning Audie's Olympic. Getting yelled at by whatever lead singer was up there.
Yeah. That does happen. People love to do that. And I'm just like, yeah, you stay wherever you want. Doesn't change.
Stay seated. You want to stay seated for this,
you
guys.
You
want
to stand. I don't really care. So, all right. That does it for me. Oh, you know who else is coming to Fresno? I'm just looking at some things now. David freaking Blaine.
Lee Roth. Oh. David Blaine.
David Blaine, the magician.
Where is he playing?
Soroyan.
Soroyan? Okay.
Yeah, the magician.
He's gonna freak you the freak out.
Yeah. Hey.
Was it Crystal Ball that came up with the idea of, like, what would he, you know?
Right.
You were saying, like, what would he do? What Fresno magic thing could he do?
Right. Yeah. I didn't have a good. I could.
Like you said, if it was Copperfield, you make the water tower disappear.
If it was Copperfield, right. Copperfield made stuff disappear. You can make the water tower disappear. Like, this guy, I don't know what he does.
He freaked out Harrison Ford and his apartment one time. Yeah.
He could.
Harrison Ford told me to get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He could. Anyway, I didn't have a good one. So if someone has a good David Blaine Fresno trick, let us know. That's Fresno another thing.
Or who was it? Somebody said, like, put the mall back. Like, bing,
oh,
there's the mall back. Like, that no, awesome. We spent a lot that of money on awesome. That, David Blaine.
That would. No. Suddenly there's a mall again.
Now what, you what have happened? A mall again. No!
All right.
What have you done, idiot?
What have you done? You guys are so terrible. Well, okay, so that does it for us. If people want to follow us, they can. Somehow, how can they do that?
Flowing with Pod.
Flowing with Pod
on Twitter. We'll probably get the tweeting out there.
Yeah,
but otherwise,
we'll see it. Right. At least, yeah.
And otherwise, the Fresnan on social media, Twitter and Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and Joshua T on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yeah, and make sure, if you have not, that you subscribe to our podcast so you get it, like, in your feed.
Subscribe.
Tell your friends.
The first Monday.
And or leave
first Monday comment. Of the month, just like Art Hop's the first Thursday of the month.
Right. First Going Monday of the month. We haven't Monday missed one yet.
No. Not
have we?
Wood.
Yeah. No, we're doing
There's been a couple where we got it posted at like 11:55 p.m.
Came pretty close
on Monday, but
came pretty close.
We get in,
but
we do.
Yeah, we make it. So, all right, man, that is it for us. I'm gonna count us out with a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't lose them again.